Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Racer consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999. Hold on, you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a woman in China accidentally swallowed a 5-inch metal spoon while she was trying to get a fishbone out of her throat.
I know no lady who swallowed a fishbone.
Hey, Mom, Pa, what the hell's wrong with y'all?
Oh, a nice fishbone reference.
That was a fishbone joke.
That was well done.
Thank you.
Me, you, and my son get that.
Yes.
I have to say, well, won't surprise you, I don't get it.
Hey, Mom, Pa, what the hell is wrong with y'all? That's about all the lyrics I can say here.
Did it have to do with a fishbone in a throat?
Well, the name of the band is Fishbone. And I imagine they've all been in someone's throat.
Truth and Soul, you would like the album.
Yeah?
Really would, man.
Ghetto Soundwave, there's a bunch of good jams on there.
All right, I'll check it out.
I don't understand why she was using a spoon.
Maybe it went like sideways, I guess, right? That's the only thing I can picture. Like, right. It's lodged and you're trying to get the spoon under it and pop it up.
Did she have to pass the spoon, Mike?
Did she have to pass the spoon now?
There's right. The fishbone, there's the spoon. Mm-hmm. Both are bands, actually.
People who live on the west side of a time zone where the sun sets later are more likely to be sleep-deprived and even earn less money.
You know why? Because everyone on the East Coast calls your ass. They forget what time it is. It's 8 a.m. there. It's 9 a.m. there. Most people reasonably can handle a 9 a.m. call. But when they call you, it is now 6 a.m. And they always say, oh, I forgot.
Mike?
Yes?
Flagrant foul on the call, right? I mean, this is definitely one where you have to address it again. You do, and you say, look, please, just think again the next time you call me that early, because I'm on a different time frame.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's the worst is now I'm a part of a group text message.
Oh.
With like 10 people on this chain. So now I'm being alerted every time someone chimes in on this thread, right?
Yeah.
So my phone's going off like, not once.
Right.
It's going off like 15 times. Here's a picture of your niece, which I appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
But every relative chimes in on this picture, whether it's any holiday, it's whatever it is.
The problem is I appreciate the
picture.
The messages aren't important. It's like the phone didn't.
Not cute.
Because you sent the smiley face. Like this is unnecessary. We know she's cute. That's why you sent the picture. You don't send a picture of your kid because you think your kid's ugly. And the other people in your family, even if they think your punk-ass kid's ugly, they're not going to tell you. So, of course, they're going to say they're cute. So, cut it out.
They need an emoji of me sleeping in bed. I can just send it back.
This is actually talking about people that are on the west side of a time zone.
Sure.
Oh, well,
so, not just the west coast.
Correct.
Okay, we'll ignore what we just said, then.
People that can drive 20 minutes and be in a different time zone.
Oh, I see, because they're losing that hour, basically, but then they're in the same world as everyone else around them for the most part.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever lived on the west side of a time zone.
I think you do, brother.
Right now.
Right, but what he just said was, like, I could drive over to another one.
Yeah, I think that's more appropriate.
But you got about 1,000 miles.
But I'm saying if you're in, like, western Maryland, you can drive not even half an hour and you're in another time zone.
Right.
So that's, like, at the very western of a time zone.
But, I mean, we are technically, if you're in Seattle, because everything else is east of us. And if you go west of us, you're wet, right?
You got to go to, like, Indianapolis to get into the central from there?
It's just Ohio, right?
No, Ohio's eastern.
It's the whole thing.
I don't know. Right. I want to say that line is either Illinois or Indiana for the central. It does a weird thing up the middle.
Right.
So, like, there's parts of Alabama and Mississippi, obviously, that are in the central time zone. Mm-hmm. That takes place, like, we're kind of like near Destin
or
Baldwin. And then that goes all the way to what? Someplace in Texas, I guess, probably?
I don't know.
Well, it's like the panhandle in Florida, right? Like, you can be in Tallahassee, and it's eastern. You drive over to Panama City, and you're in central.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
There's a great selfie from an anti-poaching ranger and some gorillas in the Democratic Republic of the Congo that's going viral.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Dude, have you seen those photos?
No.
Of course not.
Talk about the guy hanging out with them? I mean, it looks like humans posing for photos. And he's just like, here we are. Like, they work in the game reserve? It is it is crazy how human-like they are.
Huh. Hey, take a picture of us.
Seriously, it looks like they're just posing with him, like he's taking selfies.
All right, now, what am I going to Google? Dude poses with gorillas.
Anti-poaching ranger, Congo.
Something shorter, Mike. Good Lord, man.
Ranger, gorillas, Congo.
Ranger.
Have you seen him?
No.
Oh, it's awesome, dude.
A high school student was arrested after he cracked an egg on his mom's head for a viral stunt. Then they wound up hitting each other.
Well, that's probably why he got arrested.
Might be.
Yo, man, I'm looking at this dude. Now, there's a series of pictures. All right, so the first picture you indicated with the gorillas, it does look like they're standing there. Because most gorillas hunch over. These two are standing up perfectly straight. One has his hands behind his back, like he's getting arrested. Then there's one he's giving a piggyback ride. Then he's laying there having fun with one. Good God, man.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it literally looks like they're just dudes posing for pictures. Hey, look at that and tell me you don't believe in evolution. If you can't tell, we're not that far from that thing.
Yo, what up, homie?
Right? That thing is standing there like a human.
Taco Bell is throwing hiring parties at about 600 stores this week with free food, games, and job applications.
Well, then why wouldn't I just show up, get some free food, BS on the job application? Right, I mean...
wonder if you got to fill out an application in order to get into the party.
That's too much.
A man in India accidentally voted for the wrong candidate in an election, and he was so upset, he chopped off his own finger.
Okay.
Calm down, buddy.
This was the finger that steered me wrong.
Calm down.
Dang. Damn this finger. Picking the wrong candidate.
Right. Doing even a light amount of physical activity helps keep your brain young, according to a new study.
Young or younger?
Just says keeps your brain young.
Yeah. Stimulate your brain.
Says that includes just doing some chores around the house. Is that basically what we've been saying forever? Like, just get up and move for a little bit.
You assume if nature intended you to do it, it's probably for your benefit.
Right.
It's almost like things in motion stay in motion.
Until they settle on a couch and start eating a pint of ice cream. Newton didn't finish that.
No, but I finished that pint.
Yeah, he died before he finished writing it all out.
What flavor was the pint?
Guinness.
It's vanilla.
Of course.
It's delicious vanilla, though. A food writer just ranked 8 major types of fries from best to worst. Her picks for the best are curly and waffle fries. Her picks for the worst are...
aw. Crinkle cut.
Sweet potato fries and wedges.
Oh, I tend to agree.
And wedges.
Who hates
wedges?
It depends on who makes them.
Thank you, Miles, because potato wedges are so thick. Some places, like Kentucky Fried Chicken, does a great job.
They do.
But then you go to like a little store sometimes, and it's too potato-y.
Right, it's not cooked enough.
Yeah.
You got to be careful where you go, because if they sit out too long, then yeah, they'll go bad.
Yeah, but typically when you eat waffle or curly fries, they don't get messed up.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Like, they're always crispy. My favorite is the spiral little tornado curly fries.
You never had a soggy curly fry?
You always eat last?
Not for the most part. It's such a weird anomaly when it happens. Like, you look at it, like, why are you here, man? Mm-hmm. You're a curly fry. All you got to do is be crispy.
Why are you here, man?
Yeah, dude, just be crispy. I do the rest of the work.
A man in Ontario, Canada, called 911 on Friday after he got stuck on a cliff hiking.
Struggling there, huh, Mike?
Yeah, I am, damn it. When rescue crews went to save him, he tried to steal a fire truck.
It's a bizarre story, yeah. They did really save him, and they got
was
him.
Was he really stuck? Or was this all a ruse to steal a fire truck?
They went up and they got his ass. They brought him down. And there's police presence there as well. And as soon as they got him down, he hops into the truck and tries to take off with him.
Right?
Was he wanted for something?
The police were right there. They just arrested him. I mean...
No, but that's what tells me, like, all right, you rescue me. And even though, and obviously there's a police presence, given the circumstance, if the cops are not already on me or when they run my info, bad news shows up, like, there's no reason to steal it. I get the feeling he's like, look, once they run my info, I'm done for, so I might as well try to... escape, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess. I mean, that whole story is just insane. I mean, just opportunity. There's a fire truck. I'm going to take her.
Okay. Never done this before. Right. A man in Florida was getting fingerprinted out of jail after he was arrested for disorderly conduct at a bar last week, and he groped the female fingerprint technician.
That means he got that ink all over her pants.
Mm-hmm. So he was hit with a felony charge of battery on a jail employee.
You didn't think about that, did you?
He groped her while he's getting booked?
Yes.
Oh, stupid.
Then he made a dumbass statement.
Ink still wet on his hands.
What difference does it make? At that point, you're under arrest. The one time I got arrested, I'm like, no, I'm going to pretty much do what I want.
You can
throw me in jail? That's where I'm going. How do you not see all this? I didn't care. Like, yeah, after you arrested me.
Catching an extra charge isn't worth it.
Nah, I get a feeling if you're doing that, you've been there enough. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're putting me in jail, there's nothing I care about right now.
71% of people say their commute is usually peaceful and relaxing, according to a new survey.
Those people are liars.
The average person is late 77 times a year because of problems with their commute.
I just don't care about being late.
Yeah, most people are like, oh, like commuting. I mean, commuting just overall kind of sucks for everybody.
Everyone's
angry. You do it because you want to live in a different area or it's cheaper or this or that. But like, you never hear people be like, man, my commute's great.
I love driving to work. I love the traffic. I love paying for parking at my job.
That does not
definitely. I like that I have to go to work. No, but that's how it ends.
Yeah, but my commute's just fine. I mean, I don't mind my commute, but then again, I'm driving at 11 o'clock in the morning and then 7 o'clock at night.
Okay, well, yeah.
I got a good commute. I enjoy it.
Everyone hates you right now.
I know. A road crew in Florida made a bit of a boo-boo, and I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Steve at Thrill Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Drew. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Hi, Drew. You understand how this here game is played?
Indeed.
Fantastic. Here is your story. This has to do with a social media influencer. He plotted to take the internet domain name at gunpoint. All right, this is an old thing. So here's the story. An intruder entered a victim's house in Iowa carrying a cell phone, a stolen gun, and a taser. On his head was pantyhose, a hat, along with dark sunglasses to mask his eyes. But things did not go as planned. And now, the person who perpetrated this could face up to 2 decades in prison. A jury found him guilty recently of hiring this intruder to break into the house in Cedar Rapids back in 2017. Here's where that. The main suspect founded a social media company called State Snaps 4 years ago. Company operates on various social media platforms, all the regulars, but at one time he had over 1 million followers on his social media sites, which mostly contain images of people doing just dumb stuff. But every once in a while, his followers would use the slogan, "Do it for the state," when he'd post his videos. So he tried to purchase the internet domain name, doitforthestate.com, from a Cedar Rapids resident who owned it, but the owner did not want to part with it. So what did he do? Well, in June of 2017, he enlisted his cousin to break into the guy's home and force him to transfer the domain name over to his cousin's name, put a gun to his head while this guy sat at the computer and said to transfer. Well, things got wrong. He ended up getting disarmed, and he ended up getting shot 3 times by the homeowner.
Oh,
right? Yeah, the guy's like, I'm not playing this, dude. So anyway, the guy that perpetrated this, he has just been found guilty. He faces up to 20 years in prison. Do you believe that the guy who at gunpoint was trying to get a domain name from someone is black, white, Asian, or Jewish?
Yeah, all right. Social media influencer in Iowa is screaming white.
I don't know if that guy was from Iowa, but the guy that owned the domain name he wanted lived in Iowa.
So you could have driven there or had somebody
driven
go there.
I do not know where this guy
lives. Gotcha. I know he flew there to hold him up at gunpoint.
Either way, that domain name meant enough for him to hire a hitman to go in there and try to get him to do it. So,
yeah.
What was the domain name, did you say?
Doitforthestate.com. Because that's something his followers would say when they posted videos. So I get why he wanted it. I just think he went a little overboard, obviously, trying to get it.
It almost sounds too white.
Okay, what are you thinking, Drew? We need a final answer.
I don't know. You guys, no hints or anything?
We're listening to the same story you have.
I mean, I think black, but I don't really have a backup reason.
I'm going to go wild card and go Asian.
Asian. Final answer. All right, we're going to find out if he is black, white, Asian, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Our profile that takes us to Iowa. A rather bizarre case. Not sure if the person who hired the hitman was from Iowa or not. He just wanted a domain name, and the guy lived in Iowa who owned it. He tried to buy the domain name from the guy. The guy wouldn't let him, so he hired someone to go basically try to shake him down at his house.
And the thing is, it's actually kind of convenient that the guy's located in Iowa. Just the idea that anyone anywhere in the world could own the domain, right? You didn't have to go to, like, Tokyo, but either way, hires a hitman because he wants to get that domain name. Things go south. It doesn't work. The guy gets exposed. Now he's been found guilty, faces up to 20 years in prison. And Drew, we asked you, did you believe that this guy was black, white, Asian, or Jew? And in the end, you went Asian. Ted, you went black.
Show me Asian.
Yeah, I went black.
Show him Asian.
No,
sorry.
Be fair, it's what I would have guessed. Ted, you said black. And you are all correct.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Okay.
Was in fact a black guy.
And what was the domain name again?
The domain name that he wanted was...
Rep the State? No, I'm putting in the...
Hold on. Doitforthestate.com is what he wanted. The name of his actual website. He owns a social... Well, I don't know. He owns a social media company called State Snaps. I don't know if that's actually where you go. It's just the name of his company. But either way,
okay.
Went down to Florida. Yeah. Black guy.
Now for all TV news all time, time for TV Time of 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
Time again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
You guys ever watch James Corden?
Yeah.
All right. Everyone's
so James Corden kind of does a different thing, right? Like, even when he starts his monologue or whatever, the cameras go into these people's dressing room, right? And it's like, here's who's going to be a guest on today's show.
Sure.
And then when he interviews them, he actually brings his chair out from behind the desk and will sit there with them and chat with them. And then all the guests come on at the same time, I should mention.
Ah,
so okay. I kind of like it. It encourages interaction, if you
more
will.
Of a round table kind of group.
Yeah, exactly. I really like James Corden. Saturday Night Live did kind of ruin him for me a little bit with that skit last week. anyhow, so Linda Cardellini, she's on there with Seth MacFarlane. You know her. She's an actress in other movies and stuff like this. Now, obviously, as you can hear in Mr. MacFarlane's voice, he was not expecting her to go down this route, and it got a little awkward.
You'd be a good voice on Family Guy.
Well, funny you should mention that, because I got fired from it once.
Shut up.
Was it?
I did a voice on it.
No, you did not get...
And I told everybody to, like, tune in and watch... And then when I watched it, I was replaced.
That's not getting fired. That's never not even. Yeah, like, that's worse.
Nobody ever told me.
That's worse than getting fired.
Well, I mean, it's fine because if I stuck, I don't want it on there anyway.
Is there anything you want to get off your chest?
In my defense, I have no recollection of anything past this morning.
That's really it.
That's really all I got.
That's
the 20 years
is all.
It's
all a blur.
Oh, God. I mean, throw someone else under the bus,
I mean,
Seth.
Can I...
Go, I fought for you in there. I was like, it's me. If it's not Cardellini, I'm out. And they said, you're tied to contract. And I was devastated.
Can I...
You don't just go, I don't remember it. Sorry, let's move on.
You know what? I'll say what I say whenever this happens. Can I offer you something on American Dad?
So, a couple things. Number one, you go to the Men's Room Facebook page and watch the whole interview. It is uncomfortable. We took out some stuff. But yeah, I like that he tries to go with the, I don't remember anything past this morning routine. And Corden's just like, come on. Like, that's the best excuse you have.
I don't remember, man. I would say nothing past this morning, right? You try for the joke. But like, I don't remember that. I don't know. You're not the only one. A lot of people have been fine. Frank, your voice sucks. I can't even believe you took the time to come in anyway.
She didn't know, though. So at one point, she even says, he's like, you didn't have people over, did you? And she's like, I might have. So then the episode shows up, and she's just not in it.
Well, that happens to a lot of people in movies,
movies,
for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, but there's a lot of people who go to the premiere and don't know until they get to the premiere that basically...
But their lines were still in there. They were just voiced by somebody else.
Yep. That's the difference. It's not like, oh, remember I said I was the guy that fell out of the building? No, the scene is still in. They used Ted instead.
Yeah, you think somebody along the line would have been like, hey, we're not going to use you.
You would think.
So, yeah.
And I think generally, and you're cut from a movie... It's got to suck because you invited your family and all this. But also, typically in those moments, you are still at the point in your career where there's the possibility.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, I wonder if, you know, if it's Harrison Ford, he's like,
But you also think you spent all that time out there, so surely you're going to get something in this movie.
Well, the funny thing, people get mad at directors, but inevitably, you know, the director, like, deals with things at the time. The editor kind of makes these calls.
Sure.
Like, hey, man, we can drop this, 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 and this. And you're right.
That's why you haven't seen the Motley Crue movie Dirt yet, but at the beginning of the movie, kind of at the beginning of it, they're going through this walkthrough. One of the scenes that was filmed after the fact to put back in is the guy says, this is such and such. He was the manager. Unfortunately, all his scenes got cut from the film, so this is all you're going to see of him. And then he moves on with the narration.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah. This is the only scene he's in. This is the manager. We're gone. Bye.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, watch that clip. When you see how uncomfortable McFarlane is, that's what I'm saying. Like, the excuse is, like, not flying. That's right. Why Corden calls him out. He's just like, yeah, I don't remember.
Come up with something.
Anything past coffee. Like, come on, dude. All right, let's see. You know what? This is kind of interesting. This could be good or this could be awful. I don't think there's a lot of room for middle ground. ABC is staging live remakes of All in the Family and The Jeffersons. It'll air later in May. It'll be 90 minutes long. It's hosted by Jimmy Kimmel and Norman Lear, who both created both shows.
Yeah.
The cast so far is Willie Nelson. Oh. Woody Harrelson.
I was like,
oh, wow, that's
Willie
a really different.
Nelson. Okay, so Woody Harrelson, all right.
Still a big smoker.
Woody Harrelson.
Now.
Right, I mean, they're pretty close.
Yeah, I mean, they're the same person, right?
Woody Harrelson and Marissa Tomei will play Archie and Ether Bunker.
Edith. Ether.
Ether.
That's how I got her.
Somebody's going to be high during this. That Jamie Foxx and Wanda Sykes will play George and Wheezy Jefferson.
Wanda Sykes, great call.
I don't know.
I mean, she's going
to
be good.
I think she would be a good call to play the maid, but not the wife.
All right.
Based on her, because the maid gave it back all the time, where the wife was just patient and listened. Either way, man, look, I hope they do a good job.
Will Ferrell, as they say, plays the white neighbor, Tom Willis.
Okay, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Yeah.
I just don't know a good, like, times change and they update everything, but, you know, those shows were groundbreaking in the fact that they dealt with stuff legitimately going on. And there are some shows that do it well. You just dropped N-bombs, every kind of racial, horrible slur that's out there was part of the show, but in the context of the show, it made sense. And you just can't do that now. People are,
right, so that's kind of my thing, too. Like, right, like, is Archie Bunker really going to sit there? Like, he's not going to say that word.
He's not going to do it, but that was the whole point of the show, was kind of, you know, everyone kind of figures out how to coexist, but you can't do it now, because everybody, like, identity politics are so important. Like, no, I'm a... They'll give you 15 descriptions like, are you a human being? Okay, we're done here. I don't care about another thing after.
But it wasn't just blacks. It was Jewish people, Italians, anybody that Archie Bunker had a thing with, he would never just go like, I'm not a fan of the Italian population. It was a little bit more a little more colorful than that.
It should be good if they did do that, because everyone gets so upset and so offended by everything anyway. This would be the show, like, no matter who you are, they're going to offend you.
They're going to attack
you. No matter who you are in this country, if you watch this show, they're going to attack you.
Well, that's what's good about seeing stand-up comedy, right?
Right.
Because oftentimes, so, you know, and the comedians still get away with it, right? But they're going to go after everybody in that audience.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what, you know, nobody's special.
Yeah, don't single anyone out, Michael Richards. Right, you got to go for everybody. Swing for the fences.
In all fairness, that might be the best thing that he's ever done, because it stopped him from doing stand-up, and his stand-up was horrible.
I never saw it.
It was not good stand-up.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a funny actor, but not good
stand-up. That it's done.
Yeah, but you got to remember, he was great in Problem Child as well. So, I mean, he has film credits before he got to Seinfeld.
Okay.
Bowtie Killer. Mm-hmm.
He was great. And was anyone actually great in Problem Child?
I mean, him and John Ritter.
Well, John Ritter's in it. Best role for John Ritter is Bad Santa. Mm-hmm. I'll take that argument with
anyone. I still haven't seen that movie.
Oh, it's a Christmas classic.
You were just talking about The Dirt. So this is kind of interesting. Years ago, MTV did a contest where you fly away, like you don't know where you're going, but you're going with Van Halen. So now there's a documentary about the guy who won the contest and kind of the shenanigans that went on with Van Halen. As you might have guessed, they partied with the dude.
Oh, there's a story. There's a story about when they came here.
Yeah. Did I not put that one in there?
Get ready for the MTV Lost Weekend with Van Halen. Do you have the guts to enter this contest?
Destination unknown. You'll have no idea where you are. You'll have no idea where you're going.
Drops.
Probably no memory of it after you go, but it'll be the whole weekend.
At the time, I knew Van Halen was like at the pinnacle of rock and roll bands. they play hard and party hard.
This postcard, over 1 million were sent in.
But I figured, somebody got to win, why can't it be me?
The real partying started after the concert.
MTV!
And got out of hand.
Yeah, I mean, I want to see that.
Yeah,
it's just
too.
A normal dude with one of the biggest partying bands of all time in one of the biggest party eras of all time.
I read, I didn't read the whole article. I just saw a cocaine buffet.
Yeah.
I mean, think about
it. Yeah, the one headline, right? The one thing I read was like backstage was full of like lobster, shrimp, and cocaine.
Meaning they did not eat any lobster or shrimp. Like, hey, bro, you might want to eat first. You ain't going to be hungry in a minute.
I have been to a party where I've seen people wolfing down food. I'm like, what got into you guys? Oh, we're going to get real messed up later, so we're eating now.
Like, veteran. It's sad.
I did the after show thing with one of those gentlemen, and it was exactly what I can imagine this documentary is going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
What band right now would you like to party with?
You know what? If anything, I would like to relive that experience again.
You know, I don't know any bands right now, though, that, you know, you meet the guy. So, like, we had Duff in a couple of weeks ago, right? And obviously, Guns N' Roses, one of the hardest partying bands ever. But you talk to him now, and he's like, yeah, man, you know, I don't drink anymore. I'm not doing drugs.
I think it depends on age, too.
Right. Unless it's the Stones.
Like, you find a band that's, like, got people in their 20s, early 30s, so you still have a...
You know what? Snoop or Willie Nelson. Honestly, just to know that, like, look, you might not drink hard, you might not be doing blow, and you're hanging out with hookers, but it's like, look, when we said we're going to smoke, man, like, this is different level weed that they are smoking. So I think with that, and just probably how good the vibes are with those two cats.
I think the cool thing about at least Roth is that when you went in, there was two guys that went in with me and some other guy that he knew from back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get to the door and we knock, there's palm trees going over his dressing room. There's a banner that says Club Dave. It looks like something that you would walk into in Key West, Florida, right? Also the entire locker room is covered in sand.
Nice.
Okay. So you know, it's a beach party. He brings you in. He introduces you to every, because when that door closes, like there's kind of a rule, when the door closes, it's on, so you got to get there by a certain point, then the door's closed, and right. Only certain people are allowed in there. And he goes around, he's like, hey, Miles, this is my friend Jimmy, and then he like asks you about yourself, and like, what do you like, and he shows you all the things they have. Now, I've got a bottle of Jack, I've got this beer, don't touch this beer, because that's such and such is, and that's all he drinks, because he's freaking from England or something,
right.
Whatever. Like, he just gives you the whole lowdown, like, we'll do drugs back there, we'll do this here, and then the entertainment will be here in 5 minutes. Oh, dude, entertainment here now!
I will say this, just based on like how things have gone the last few years, like I would take a rapper, and only because I've been backstage at a bunch of concerts, but I was backstage from one, and 2 Chainz was back there. And to this day, I have never seen more women backstage than at a 2 Chainz show.
Wow.
Like 2 Chainz it is.
It was like old school. Like I was just like, oh my God, like is this for real? And yeah, and he was just having fun.
Sure.
I bet he was.
Yeah, but I think those guys almost live bigger rock star lives than, like, the rock stars, you know? Because, I mean, the 80s were the 80s, right? But if you're a younger band going that crazy, people are like, hey, you might want to go easy.
You know, but 80s rock was what hip-hop is now, for the younger guys.
Yeah.
So it's like, look, this is, you kind of jumped the shark a bit, it's lost its way a little bit, but you are partying hard. I think hip-hop's at that stage where, kind of like Guns N' Roses did for rock, someone will come along and kind of get it back to
carry
its roots, so to speak. But right now, it's probably a great time to be in the game.
Yeah, it's got to be awesome.
Right, this is as good as it's ever going to be.
Netflix has launched Emmy campaigns for 13 shows. Kind of weird, because these 13 shows, they've already canceled.
What?
They must
Netflix
have been good,
canceled,
but no one's watching.
You know, like Luke Cage, right? Like, I liked it, but they only did 2 seasons, then it's done.
But they're pushing to have it get, like...
Yeah.
Is that bittersweet if you're an actor? Like, hey, man, I enjoyed doing the show. I like the script. They cancel it for whatever reason. If I do end up winning, like, an Emmy, it's like, thanks.
Well, you can win a Grammy for best, you know, flute on a jazz album, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're making coin.
But you know that.
They still want a Grammy.
It looks like Netflix is, like, abandoning a bunch of Marvel stuff because Disney's got the new streaming service coming out.
Right.
But, you know, who knows? Maybe they just... cancel these shows before they got too far along. It does seem odd, though. Like, man, we canceled this one, but you should give it an Emmy.
Oh, my God. This show is great. Best show we ever canceled.
Yeah, like that dog? Oh, he sucks. I can't wait to get rid of him.
And someone
good
else
for
will
you, though.
More than likely pick that up as the new game goes.
No, you're right. ABC, that's it.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. There you go. TV Time with Ted. Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Mississippi woman takes a truck in for servicing, then steals her truck back from a Lowe's parking lot. Meanwhile, a Florida road crew attempts to write school on the street, but spelling is something they forgot. Five-year-old calls 911 because he wanted chicken nuggets really, really bad. 300 teenagers fight at Worlds of Fun Amusement Park, making the fun place sad. And Texas pizza place forced to close after the old laxatives on the pizza trick. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. When you have one job, you don't get much sympathy for messing it up, like I did with headlines about an hour ago. A road crew is getting flack online for a pretty rough mistake. A motorist took a picture of a recent piece of work that was done where road crews painted the word school out on the road, or at least they were supposed to. Unfortunately, they didn't quite get the spelling right. They spelled S-C-O-H-O-L.
Skahol.
Skahol, brother.
You know, I think you take a picture of this and you take that to the Department of Education and you say, this is the problem.
Absolutely.
Like, come on, man.
This is why they can't ever spell school right. Because it's wrong outside.
How do you spell a skahole? Skahole.
They've since gone out and fixed the spelling, and you will never guess where that little blunder took place.
Florida.
Ah, oh, you nailed it. I mean, everybody has an off day at work. It's just now it's obvious when you do.
When you print your words across a street.
Exactly. Nailed it. In other news, a man in Mississippi is out of a job after he got a little too comfortable with a customer's car. A woman dropped off her Dodge truck at the dealership to be serviced and was amazed when she found it flying down the road a little later on that day. She recognized her truck instantly and followed it to its destination, a grocery store. She waited outside for roughly 20 minutes before deciding to just steal it with the spare key that she had. She drove the truck back to the dealership where they apologized profusely and fired the employee. This guy just took it out for a joyride and then took it grocery shopping.
That was a big-ass nice truck.
It was massive, but she said that he was tailgating, and she says, I already know that my brakes suck, so, I mean, he's about to just pancake this car.
Did you read, I can't remember her exact quote, but, like, she put something out on Facebook, but it's like, you don't mess with my family,
yep.
You don't mess with me, and you certainly do not mess with my truck. Like, the vibe I got from her is like, don't mess with this woman's stuff.
Do not mess with my family, my animals, my money, or my truck.
Yeah. There's
or my truck. There's emphasis on that truck.
Mm-hmm. I'll truck you up.
Let's go to Michigan for a feel-good story. We covered this a little bit earlier today. A 911 dispatcher took a call early in the morning from a five-year-old boy with a very serious problem. He wanted McDonald's and his grandmother was asleep.
The shame, the travesty.
The dispatcher told the young lad that he wouldn't bring him any McDonald's, but sent an officer over to do a wellness check. That decided to grab him a little bit, McDonald's on the way. He was met at the door by the kid who said, quote, my grandma's going to be so mad, can you please just go away?
Now, see, again, when you're five, you call 911 because you want nuggets.
Right.
The cop shows up and brings you nuggets, and then the kid can say, hey, I need you to go away.
Right.
As an adult, if I call 911, not only are they going to arrest you, but we understand that, but if I also say to the cop, yeah, you need to just go away. Like, and now it's worse.
Right. Now and now you made it worse. And I have stories each and every week that prove that exact point.
So the point is, if you're going to call 911 for something stupid, just make sure you're young.
Right. Kids, get it out now.
Head to the phones.
Overall, the officers had a good laugh about it, which I'm glad, you know, that's a good story.
I bet you they were nervous, though. Think about it. He says, my grandma's asleep. You do a wellness check.
Right.
You know what they're thinking.
Right.
Like.
She's.
Oh, no,
yep.
Man. Right.
She's taking a nice long nap.
That's probably why the cops were cool with it. Like, you know,
yeah, right?
She's alive. It's all good, man.
Come on, we're gonna go get a McFlurry with those nuggets.
Come on with me.
All right, that was fun, but it just happened again, gents.
Man versus beast.
Run it.
Man versus beast.
How do you not get fired up when that goes off?
Every time. Oh, I do. I really do.
I'm just ready. I'm pumped.
Yeah.
We go to the Topeka Zoo, where a keeper is in stable condition after having a bad run-in with one of the tigers.
As opposed to the good run-ins we normally receive with them.
Hey, I find good run-ins on YouTube all the time.
Tony the Tiger.
Yeah, exactly. She inadvertently found herself in the enclosure with their 7-year-old tiger, and you can guess the rest, which they were very kind of secretive. They didn't say why she was in there. They didn't say why the tiger was still in
there.
She
was cleaning the cage and didn't realize the tiger was in there.
Right. I know why the tiger was in there, because that's where you keep the tiger.
The tiger did spare her.
It did.
You know, which is the good news, I guess.
Exactly. You know? He said he basically tackled her, and the director of the zoo says the animal acted out of instinct, and there was no consideration of euthanasia of the animal. He says he did exactly what he was
supposed to. The tiger did not spare her. The tiger was distracted before it ate her. So I think the tiger spared Roy Horn.
Here's a news flash. Unless the animal is rabid, all animals are doing what they naturally
are. Correct. Right. That's it for headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it, sir. We'll see you next time for the Drunken Charge and Ryan Castle for Sit and Spin Men's Room Rules. And we will drink a toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this badge. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.